We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Let's do it.
So you're going to start six DBs this Saturday?
Start six? No, we can only start five. But
just remember your Apple Cup when you face somebody that just is in love with the passing game.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we got our packages for those guys, you know, when they go spread offense. So, but yeah, right now we're starting five guys.
So what did you think from the tape against? You saw Michigan, obviously Kyler had some PBUs, or at least one PBU, but they didn't really test you guys that much. It's kind of... How do you evaluate the room, given you guys haven't really been tested as much as they would like?
I mean, just as much as we try to stop the pass, we got to stop the run as well. As we all know here, we call it in the DB room, all big plays run through the DB room. So even all those runs, that's on us as well. And so, I mean, evaluating that part of it first, because we got to first stop the run and then get them to pass, right? And so, I mean, that's kind of the thing that we're working on right now is stopping the run, and then here we go. Stop the pass.
Issue like over pursuing and on the run or what has been?
You saying as far as stopping the run? I think it's more just, you know, we got to get things fit up the right way as far as scheme wise, fitting it up, and then, you know, letting these guys go play.
Coach, hard lessons are hard lessons. They're tough things to go through. Yeah. Dominique Hampton, that was a tough lesson. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the personal foul. It was, you know, we're off the field and it was. A big mistake that he had, and now we're going to obviously learn from that mistake, not only him, but also the entire team.
Kyler's kind of taken in a different role. I mean, he's played a lot of different positions, you know, so far, but how is he kind of settling in so far this season?
Awesome. I mean, you know, him and Trent have been taking on the role of trying to be leaders, especially in that room, and not only that, on the defensive side, and then just staying positive and but like you said, Kyler's been playing all over on special teams and starting for us at right corner.
What have you seen out of Cam Williams? He looks like he moved behind Julius Irvin on the depth chart. Just what have you seen from his play in the first?
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys have been seeing we've been rotating guys and trying to see who's gonna go out there and take it. Cam he's up this week. He's starting and he'll be starting at the free safety spot.
Well, when I look at Arkansas State's passing statistics, they're huge. They look like Washington State. They look like USC, like right. Hawaii. Are they similar to those teams in any way? Are they different? Can you just kind of draw a comparison?
Yeah, I mean, you see it with the high passing yards and, you know, up-tempo going about 100 plays a game. So, of course, I mean, they're very similar to those guys. But you're right. They got some big, good receivers out there. It'll be a good challenge for us. We got to stop the run, and then, like you said, they're going to pass the ball, so we got to be able to stop the pass as well.
You mentioned Kyler and Trent kind of being leaders in the room. I mean, do they kind of step up in the vocal way, or are they more just on the field out there setting
both.
An example?
Yeah, both. We teach our guys how to be, you know, leaders on and off the field.
Right before the game, they're hyping them up?
On and off the field. So whatever it is, I mean, whether it's in the locker room, whether it's in position rooms, or we're just sitting and, you know, they're having lunch or dinner together. I mean, off the field as far as, you know, they're at home, you know, getting guys together, making sure we got that camaraderie. So I think it's about all of it.
What stands out about Arkansas State's three main receivers? It looks like Foreman, Hunt, and Rucker kind of are their main productive guys.
Yeah, so number 10 is, you know, he's a big-time receiver. I know he transferred from TCU. And then I know number 7, he started a lot of games for them last year, and he's a really good receiver as well. And then they got the kid number 13, who's a long, lankier kid. And I saw that he was, like, preseason All-Sun Belt, I believe. So, yeah, they got three really good receivers, and it'll be a good challenge for us.
Would you like the safeties to finally settle because you have this long-term competition that even probably goes back to 2019 with Cam and Asa going back and forth as starters? Isn't it? Do you think it's time for somebody to really step up and claim it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like any other positions. I mean, each week we take it a day at a time, right? We take it a week at a time. So, I mean, that's kind of how we do it is every single day we're competing. And, you know, guys are going to compete every single day in that room.
Well, I know it's been tough, but how have you personally taken the 0-2 start?
I mean, let's be realistic, right? At the end of the day, we would like to, you know, be better on the defensive side of the ball. And so we got to first and foremost look ourselves in the mirror as coaches, and then we got to get these guys, situated to where we can get a better scheme for them to go out there and execute it.
Bookie's been a guy that you can see the blitz, either both as a run as a passer. Talk about his impact on the defense.
You said Bookie?
Yeah. What has his kind of impact been? Because he seems like a guy who can rush off the edge and kind of be that extra blitzer maybe to stop the run.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, you know, since he's transferred in, I mean, he's been kind of locked in and learning our stuff. And, you know, obviously that nickel spot has got to learn a lot. So it's just the details behind it and just keep learning the details. But it's been good. I mean, he's obviously been starting for us the last two games. And just continue to keep staying on the details.
Do you think Jimmy was saying one of the big keys to being able to force turnovers is you got to stop the run, get them into their passing game so you can get some strip sacks, get some chances at interceptions. When you play a team that passes the ball as much as Arkansas State, is there going to be an increased opportunity to make these defensive plays you want to see?
Oh, no doubt. And that's our job is score, get the ball back, you know. But that's going to be it right there is we got to be able to stop the run, and then we got to be able to stop the pass after that. And it's going to create opportunities. And I believe great defenses create turnovers, whether that is through the run or whether that's through the pass.
Good. All right, Coach Harris, thank you.
Thank you.
Kyler up here, too.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.